In this colourful sea of trash near Yemen's capital, Sana'a, there are vials and bottles of toxic medical waste. These are not supposed to be here. Officials at Al Azraqain landfill say untreated hospital waste is being dumped every day, posing a danger to the health of workers and residents.
We have no solution but to bury the medical waste with the garbage. This may cause health issues in the future. Chemicals may leak into the groundwater. This is one of the biggest threats to the environment.
Officials here say Sana'a's only medical waste incinerator was bombed in 2015 by Saudi coalition airstrikes. Now there's nowhere to put the waste.
We had a strategic incineration plant to burn these dangerous medical materials. This was set up and was about to be inaugurated. Its equipment was installed and the building was prepared. But the unjust aggression against our people targeted the building in Al Azraqain landfill and completely destroyed it.
The World Health Organization says 15% of all medical waste is considered hazardous. This includes sharp materials such as syringes and infectious, toxic or radioactive waste. And those containing a high content of heavy metals create a hazard if they seep into water resources.
After the incinerator was bombed, we were forced to mix medical waste with organic waste. This poses a health risk for humans, for workers, and it's also a threat to groundwater.
Waste management workers say they're seeking money for a new incineration plant. But with Yemen facing billions of dollars in funding shortfall after 7 years of war, many worry this issue will be pushed to the back burner. Laura Bowden-Manley, Al Jazeera.